May we turn to our bulletin, and let's start our sermon by reading God's words together.
好，我们一起来翻看我们的周报。我们一起来开始我们的正道之前，我们先来读一下我们今天要读的经文。
The passage is from Joshua chapter 24, from verse 14 to verse 24.
我们今天正道的经文是从约书亚记第二十四章十四节到二十四节。
So we will be only reading in Chinese for the sake of time.
为了时间的缘故，我们只用中文来读。
So for the English readers, may you turn to your bulletin and start reading from verse 14 to 24.
那如果是读英文的弟兄姐妹的话，可以跟着周报来一起来看。
So I'm going to ask Brother Ian to read it in Chinese.
好，所以现在我先来用中，我来用中文来读。约书亚记二十四章十四到二十四节。现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。百姓回答说，我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，因耶和华我们的神曾将我们从我们列祖从埃及地的为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行了那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。耶和华又把此住此地的亚摩利人都从我们面前赶出去，所以我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神。约书亚对百姓说，你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的神，必不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。你们若离弃耶和华去侍奉外邦神，耶和华在降福之后必转而降祸于你们，把你们灭绝。百姓回答约书亚说，不然，我们定要侍奉耶和华。约书亚对百姓说，你们选定耶和华要侍奉他，你们自己做见证吧。他们说，我们愿意做见证。约书亚说，你们现在要除掉你们中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华以色列的神。百姓回答约书亚说，我们必侍奉耶和华我们的神，听从他的话。
So the passage we just read is from Book of Joshua.
我们刚才读的经文是从约书亚记中而来。
But who is Joshua?
我们知不知道谁是约书亚？
Joshua was a mighty warrior and the leader of Israelites.
约书亚是大能的勇士，也是以色列的带领人。
Israelites had millions of people at the time.
在那个时候，以色列人有百万之多。
Yet they have no land to live.
但是他们却没有立身之处。
There is no land for them to raise livestock.
他们也没有一个地方可以休养生息。
There was no farm for them to cultivate.
他们也没有农场可以来耕种。
It was Joshua, the mighty warrior and the mighty leader, led them to conquer the land of Canaan.
是约书亚也是他们大能的勇士，大能的带领者，带领了他们能够。得到了迦南地。
He has served Israelites a few decades.
他服侍了以色列人达几十年。
Finally, through his leadership, Israelites finally have their own land and they can call home.
那也就是因为约书亚的带领，他们以色列人终于有了自己的家。
On this day, Joshua summoned all the tribe leaders and all Israelites to come to the land called Shechem.
也就在那一日，约书亚把以色列的所有的有威望的人召集到示剑这样一个地方。
Why he was doing that?
他为什么要做这样的事情呢？
Because he knew he was about to die.
因为他知道他要离世的日子快到了。
So he wants to give them his last word to his people.
他想把他最后的话交给以色列民。
For them, Joshua had led them into a new era of their nation, of their tribe.
对以色列人来说， 约书亚是带领他们进入一个新的纪元的人。
And Joshua saying, "This new era, you have to have a new mindset."
约书亚告诉他们说，来到这个新的纪元，你们需要一个新的思想。
Previously, they have no land.
之前他们没有家。
And previously, their enemy were outside.
在以前，他们的敌人是在外部。
And they need to enter someone else's land to claim the land as their own.
他们需要进入他人的地来夺取成为自己的家园。
But now they have their own land.
现在他们却他们自己的地。
The enemies are no longer someplace else.
他们发现这个时候他们的敌人不是在外部。
But the enemies could be very well within.
他们的敌人可以就住在他们当中。
Or could be just their neighbor.
可能就是他们的邻居。
And Joshua say, now you need to have a focused mind how to live.
所以这个时候约书亚告诉他们说，你需要有一个心来知道如何去生活。
And you need to know how to live on this beautiful land, this good land God has promised you.
你需要有心来知道怎么样在神所应许的这块美丽的田园来生活。
For 2013, many of us have been through different changes in our life.
我想在2013年，我们很多人都经历了不同的改变。
Perhaps you have a new job or you got a new assignment.
也许你有了一个新的工作，或者有一个新的任务。
Perhaps you enter a new relationship.
或者是你有一个新的和人际的关系。
Or you enter a new school.
也许你进了一所新的学校。
Or someone has been baptized.
或者是有刚刚受洗的。
You are all getting a new position, a new status.
你有一个新的位置。
Just like the Israelites, now they no longer outside the promised land, but now they are inside of the promised land, a land they can call home.
也就像以色列人一样，他们不是在应许之地之外了，他们现在进入了应许之地，也就是他们可以称为家的地方。
The thing is, how may we enjoy the new status, this new promise?
那问题是，我们可以怎么样才能够来真正的能够来领受，来欣赏我们自己。
This is what Joshua want to remind people.
这就是为什么约书亚要告诉以色列民的。
In the book of Ephesians, say all of us who belong to Christ, we are also getting a new inheritance.
那就像在以弗所书所说的那样，我们都属于主，我们都从主有新的领受。
And then, what is our inheritance?
那我们从主那里来的领受是什么呢？
According to the book of Ephesians.Jesus Christ himself is our promised land. Himself is our inheritance.
那根据以弗所书所说，主耶稣基督他就是我们自己新的领受，是我们的应许之地。
The thing is, do we know how to maintain? Do we know how to enjoy this inheritance?
但是问题是，我们知道如何在这应许之地来生活吗？
Joshua want to remind Israelites.
约书亚想要提醒以色列民。
Today, the reason why you have this land.
他想提醒他们说，今天你之所以能拥有这应许之地。
It's all because of God's grace.
是因为神的恩典。
The passage right before, the passage we just read.
就在我们刚
刚读。In chapter 24.
就在我们刚刚读的第24章之前。
Joshua want to remind them that God say, it is I gave you your ancestor descendants.
约书亚要想提醒以色列人，是神给了他们的祖先子孙。
God said, "I gave you the land to live."
他也想提醒他们说，是主给了他们这样的地，应许之地。
It is I brought you out of Egypt.
是神把他们从埃及为奴之地带出来。
It is I brought you to the land of Amorites.
也是神把亚摩利人的地带给他们。
I deliver you out of the enemy's hand.
他从他们的敌人手中把以色列民给解救出来。
I gave you the land which you did not toil and the city you did not build.
他给他们的地是他们没有想到的，没有能够自己建造的之地之城。
How many times we think it is our own effort And it's because of my own IQ, that's why I can go to the school I want to.
有多少时候我们都认为我们所得到的是因为我们自己的能力，是因为我们自己好的智慧。
Or perhaps I can have this job because I earn it.
有多少时候我们想过我们有这样的工作是因为我们自己所获取的，我们自己所得到的。
Or we have the church here, it's because we build it.
我们有多少时候我们想我们有这样的一个教会是因为我们自己把它所建立起来的。
Or the woman I marry, it's because I like her.
有很多时候你会不会想说我们之所以有我们自己的配偶是因为我们喜欢她。
And the reason why we marry because she fell in love with me.
那有很多时候我们会不会想为什么我们会结婚的话是因为她也爱我。
But Joshua wants to remind us.
但是约书亚想要提醒我们。
God said it is Him who did all.
神告诉我们说是他做这一切。
And Joshua wants to tell people, remember, it's all because of His grace.
约书亚想提醒以色列民，都是因为神的恩典。
And he continued on saying, you have to throw away the gods of your ancestor worship beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt.
他也继续提到说，你们要把以前在大河那边所侍奉的外邦的神给赶出去。
And also you have to throw away the gods in the land of Amorites, which is the promised land they are now.
你们也需要把你们所住的亚摩利人之地的外的神要赶出去。
So it actually mentions three places here.
他这里提到了三个地方。
One place is the place beyond the Euphrates River.
第一就是所提他们列祖都在大河那一边。
And then is the land in Egypt.
第二就是埃及之地。
And then the third one is the land they are living in, the land of Amorites.
第三个他们当时所住的是亚摩利人的地。
What does it mean to us?
这对我们来说有什么样的含义呢？
The land of Euphrates.
那大河那边。
Which represent their ancestors.
代表的是以色列人他们的先祖。
The land of Egypt represent their parents' culture.Their the culture of their childhood at the time.
那埃及之地，也就是他们父母所住的地方，也代表了他们年幼的时候所经历的文化。
The land of Amorites are the current culture they are facing.
亚摩利人之地代表他们当时所面临的文化。
So Joshua wants to remind all of us.
约书亚想提醒我们所有的人。
The reason why we are here today is all because of His grace.
我们之所以能够在这个地方，都是因为神他的恩典。
It's not because of the gods of our ancestor.
不是因为我们先祖他所拜的神。
It's not because of the gods of our parents or the culture of our childhood.
也不是因为我们父母所拜的神，也不是因为我们小时候所经历的文化。
Or it's not the gods of the current world.
也不是现今时代的文化。
According to the scripture, what are gods?
根据这段经文，我们的神是什么神呢？
Gods represent sometimes represent the value system of this world.
我们这里所有的神代表了我们现在的价值观、价值系统。
So today maybe the fashion could be your god.
所以也许我们现在我们追求的潮流是我们的神。
Perhaps your body shape, you want to be fit, it could be your God.
也许我们的身材，我们想有很完美的身材，可能成为了我们的神。
Or because like you want to get ahead, the way to strive ahead to compete, or the way you fight for the academic excellency, or you do well in your job, they can become your God.
也许我们尽力的想要在我们的工作中要出人头地，或在我们学业上要成为第一，这都可能成为我们的神。
And yet, God said, remember the reason why you are healthy right now, the reason why you have family right now, the reason why you may have a car or house, it's because of God.
但是神要告诉我们说，我们现在之所以有健康的身体，我们自己能够有车，我们有自己的家庭，有财富，都是因为神的缘故。
And therefore, Joshua remind them, in order to enjoy what you have right now, You need to fear the Lord and serve him.
所以约书亚提醒他们说，如果你要在那里过很好的生活的话，你必须要来祭拜自己的耶和华神。
And serve him with all faithfulness.
尽心尽力来爱他，爱侍奉神。
The thing is how to serve. How to serve a God we don't actually see.
但是问题是我们怎么样去侍奉耶和华我们的神呢？我们一个好像肉眼没有办法看见的神。
Actually, Joshua already gave us example of how to serve him.
但是约书亚已经给了我们这样的例子，教会我们怎么样去侍奉神。
One way to serve him is continuously remind each other God's grace.
第一就是我们要继续的，我们互相的提醒神的恩典。
Perhaps in our family, we like to remind our children how great we were.When we were young,
啊，也许我们在家里的家庭生活当中，我们很喜欢对我们的孩子说，当我们年轻的时候是如此的好。
I like to boast in front of my children.
啊，我也喜欢在我的孩子面前吹牛。
And a lot of time, they don't really appreciate how great their father is.
很多时候，他们却并不能完全的欣赏了解他的父亲有多好。
And all I can say is one day.Perhaps just one day in the future, you may appreciate.
所以我能跟他们说的就是，一天，也许到了某一天，你就会能够真正的明白。
However, Joshua reminds us, stop boasting about yourself, but you have to remind your children God's grace.
但是约书亚告诉我们说，我们不要为自己夸口，我们要告诉我们孩子的事，要来告诉他们神所做的一切。
And to serve is also try to obey God's command.
要侍奉神，也是要说明我们要来完全的顺服神的带领。
In other way of service is also serve in the church.
其中的一个侍奉的方式就是在教会当中来侍奉。
So we must serve him in order to maintain and enjoy what God is giving us.
我们要在教会来侍奉神，因此我们才能够来享受主所给我们所一切的赐予。
In the Gospels, Jesus also taught us how to serve him.
在福音书当中，主耶稣也告诉我们怎么样来侍奉他。
Jesus said, "When you serve the little ones, you are actually serving me. You are actually serving me."
主耶稣告诉我们说，如果我们侍奉这小子中的一个，也就是来侍奉我。
That means whenever we see people are in need,
也就告诉我们说，我们只要看到有需要的人。
When we serve him or her,
当我们来侍奉有需要的人的时候，
we are actually serving Jesus.
也就代表我们是来侍奉主耶稣。
And also, Jesus continued on, also say, when you serve God's servant,
主耶稣继续说到，当你侍奉神的仆人的时候，
you are also serve the Lord.
你也就是在侍奉主。
And therefore, I like to open my house for any servants, a God's servant, any pastor come to town to stay in my house.
所以我很愿意开放我的家，只要有牧师到我们这地方来的时候，很欢迎他们来到我的家中。
However, I know I'm a horrible host.
但是我知道我并不是一个好像很能干的一个人。
Oftentimes, I overlook the need, the temperature, or the food, or the dessert, or the drinks they need.
有很多时候我可能忽视了他们的需要，不论他们的在温度方面的需要，或者在吃饮食方面的需要。
However, one thing I do know, when they are here, when I'm serving them, I'm actually serving Jesus.
但是我知道，当他们来到我们当中，当我来侍奉他们的时候，我也就在侍奉神。
And Paul, Apostle Paul, also told us how to serve.
使徒保罗也告诉我们如何去侍奉。
Remember, Joshua said, if you want to stay focused, staying in a new life, enjoying God's inheritance, you need to serve.
大家如果注意的话，约书亚告诉我们说，如果我们要能够来有好的生活，在神所赐予的我们一切的事上，能够享受主所给我们一切的赐予的话。
But the serving doesn't limit it to only church or the tabernacle.
那我们就需要侍奉，但是我们的侍奉并不只是局限在教会当中，并不仅仅是局限在会幕当中。
Apostle Paul told us, obey your masters not only to win their favor, but their eyes, when their eye is on you, but as a slave of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart.
使徒保罗也告诉我们说，当我们在地上侍奉的时候，不单只是在主人好像看到我们的时候，我们在侍奉，尽心的侍奉。这是他不没有看到的时候，我们要尽情的侍奉，就像我们是在侍奉神一样。
Serving wholeheartedly as you were serving the Lord, not people.
我们尽心的侍奉，就是我们在尽心侍奉我们在天上的神，而不是侍奉在地上的主。
Wow, Apostle Paul is saying, when you serve your professor, when you serve your teacher, when you serve your managers, do it as you are serving Jesus.
使徒保罗告诉我们，就是当我们在侍奉我们的老师、侍奉我们的教授、侍奉我们的老板的时候，我们所侍奉的不是侍奉地上的人，而是侍奉天上的神。
What a new revelation!
这是一个多么好的一个启示。
Actually, just the passage before, Apostle Paul also told us how to serve Jesus in the family.
啊，也就在那段经文之前。使徒保罗也告诉我们，在家庭当中，我们主怎么样来侍奉我们的神。
He said, wives.Obey your husband.
他说到妻子要来顺服丈夫。
Remember, wives, when you are obeying your husband, you're not just obeying him. Your action is actually serving Jesus.
姐妹们，大家要注意，当我们在家里来顺服丈夫的时候，你不单单只是来顺服他，其实你是在侍奉神。
Actually, you need to transform your mind.Your main purpose is to serve Jesus, and therefore you need to obey your husband.
所以我们大家要改变我们的心，我们主要的目的是要来侍奉神，所以我们要来顺服你的丈夫。
And husbands, love your wives as your own body, for this is a way to serve Jesus.
做丈夫的要爱你的妻子，因为这就是我们怎么样来侍奉基督。
Children, obey your parents, for this is the way you serve Jesus.
做儿女的要来孝敬父母，因为这也是你来侍奉主耶稣的方式。
Jesus did not just live 2,000 years ago, and we missed the opportunity to serve him.
主耶稣不只是好像生活在2000年以前，不是好像我们已经失去了侍奉他的机会。
You love your husband, serve your husband, you are loving and serving Jesus.
如果你爱你的丈夫，你侍奉你的丈夫，也代表你爱你的神，侍奉你神。
When you love your wife as your own body,
当你爱你的妻子像你的自己的身体一样
，and you are willing to sacrifice your life for your wife,
当你愿意为了你妻子的生命来丧失你自己生命的时候
，you are loving and serving Jesus.
你也就是爱主耶稣，也就是来侍奉主耶稣。
It's so practical.
这是非常实际的。
Sometimes we say, Jesus, I'm willing to sacrifice for you, but as my woman, she is unreasonable. I couldn't stand her.
也许有些时候我们说，主耶稣，我们愿意为了你来献上我们的生命，但是我的另外一半，他实在是不讲理，我没有办法为他来献上我的生命。
And Jesus said, very well, you want to serve me, love her.
主耶稣说，哦，你要来侍奉我吗？你就来爱他。
And you say, no, Jesus, you don't know, my husband is crazy.
啊，也许你会说啊，主耶稣真的不是这样的，你可能不知道我的丈夫是多么的疯狂。
And I rather sacrifice my life for you.
我宁愿来为你来献上我的生命。
And Jesus said, "Very well, serve and obey him as the way of you were trying to serve me."
主耶稣说很好，你敬重你的丈夫，来侍奉你丈夫，就成为你侍奉敬。来爱我的方式。
And as Joshua was telling the Israelites, you need to serve the Lord wholeheartedly.
就如约书亚告诉以色列民一样，你们要尽心的来侍奉神。
And you will find out from the scripture, the Israelites replied to Joshua, "Oh yes, we will serve the Lord."
啊，你从经文当中可以看到，以色列人他们回答说，是的，我们要来侍奉神。
Surprisingly, Joshua said, "No, you are not able to serve the Lord."
但是很奇妙的，我们看到约书亚回答他们说，回答他们，你们不能侍奉耶和华。
Why?
为什么呢？
Joshua said, "For he is holy and he is a jealous God."
约书亚说，因为他是圣洁的神，是忌邪的神。
Joshua is telling the Israelites.
约书亚告诉以色列民。
Don't think you are able to serve the Lord because you are able to fulfill some command.
他想提醒以色列人， 你们不要以为你们可以能够完成一些神的诫命的话，就是代表你能来侍奉耶和华。
It is not on your term how to serve the Lord.
不是按照你的条件来计划来侍奉神。
But you have to understand who He is.
你必须了解神是怎么样的一位神。
It's sometimes we fall in love, the concept of love.
很多时候我们可能会陷入爱情当中。
But we didn't really know the object, the person we are marrying to.
但是我们可能有时候我们没有能够理解，我们的婚姻其实是有包括两个成分。
It's the person you got to know in order to marry. It's not you like to commit yourself into a marriage. Just that.
不单单只是好像你要能够投入到一个婚姻当中，所要的是你要能够了解你所要认识的那位人。
So,Joshua is telling the Israelites, you have to understand the object of this relationship.
约书亚告诉以色列民，你们必须要了解这段关系当中的对象。
You have to understand God is a holy God.
你必须知道你们所要侍奉的神是圣洁的神。
What is holy?
什么是圣洁？
Holy means set apart, being different.
圣洁代表的意思就是能够分别出来。
And also means he is a jealous God.
也代表说他是一个忌邪的神。
And therefore, there is nothing could get into the way between our relationship.
也就表示在我们和神的关系当中，不能掺杂有任何别的东西。
I came from Taiwan.
我是从台湾过来的。
Somehow I know, Taiwan's men have some mentality. For some class of people, they have some mentality.
我知道在台湾的话，有一些人，特别是男人的话，会有这样的一个想法。
You see, as long as I can take care of the family, I can provide for the family.
他们可能会说，如果我这样能够照顾这个家庭，能够给这个家庭带来生存的话
，I can give my wife and support her in give her enough money.
我这样能够给我的家庭，给我的太太提供足够的金钱的。
It is okay for me to have another relationship.
那如果我有一个别的婚外的关系的话是没有问题的。
Because I have fulfilled my duty with her.
因为我已经完成了我对她所有我的责任。
And sometimes we bring this mentality to this our relationship with God.
很多时候我们会把这样的一个想法带到我们和神的关系当中。
God said, no, you have to understand, our God cannot allow us to have a mixed mindset.For allow us to conform with the world and meanwhile still come to church and worship Him.
但是神告诉我们说，我们不能有这么一个混乱的这样的想法。我们不能既效法这个世界，然后又来到教会当中的事。
And sometimes we envy people of the world. They can do many things, and we want to try because we are curious. We want to experiment.
很多时候，我们可能会嫉妒世上的人。我们觉得他们可以做很多的事情。我们也很想去尝试这样的事情。
Or we don't want to offend the people of this society, so we would like to conform with the world.
有些时候我们不想得罪这世上的人，所以我们就要能够和世上的人同流合污。
And Joshua said to Israelites, "No, you cannot serve the Lord."
约书亚告诉以色列人说，不行，你们不能侍奉耶和华。
Because you don't know who God is.
因为你们并不了解神是什么样的神。
God is holy and a jealous God.
神是圣洁的神，他也是忌邪的神。
Now you know God has given you all the grace, give you all the benefit, and gave you a good land.
神给了你们这么多的恩典，给了你们应许之地。
And He took the initiative to choose you.
他主动的来选择了你们。
And we too, we are elect. We have been chosen by God purely by His grace.
我们完全是因为神的恩典，我们被神所拣选。
It is He who found us, isn't it?
是神找到了我们，不是吗？
And now Joshua said, but now you have to make a choice now.
但是约书亚告诉我们说，现在你要做一个决定。
You want to serve the Lord or not?
你要不要侍奉耶和华神？
If you want to serve the Lord,
如果你要侍奉主的话，
you have to get rid of all the idolatry, all the ideas, all the culture burdens from your ancestor.
你要把你所有的偶像，不说你所有从你祖先来的偶像的，都给干。
From your parents, from your childhood.
从你父母来的偶像赶出去，从你儿时来的偶像赶出去。
And also from the current influence from the society.
也把你从现在社会的所有的影响带来的偶像赶出去。
Are you ready to make that decision?
你是不是已经做好了准备要来做这样的决定？
God said, I won't force you to accept my grace.
主说我并不会来逼迫你来接受我的恩典。
I love you, I took the initiative, I sacrificed for you, but now it's your turn to make a decision.
主我说我爱你们，我为你们献身，现在是你们要做这样的决定。
The same way he said to Adam, now I gave you two trees, you make a decision.
也同样的，神对亚当说，我给你两棵树，你要做选择。
And as for Joshua, he said to the Israelites,
就像约书亚告诉以色列人说，
I gave you the choice, but as for me, I will serve the Lord.
说我给你这样的选择，但是我要选择来侍奉耶和华神。
You know, Joshua was always a lonely leader in the past.
其实我们知道约书亚他在过去往都是一个孤独的领导。
If you remember how Moses went to the Mount Sinai and listened to the Lord on the mountaintop.
当摩西上西乃山去听神的话的时候。
And the Israelites were having their parties worshiping the God from Egypt.
我们看到以色列人在山下他们有他们自己的敬拜，敬拜从埃及所带来的神。
Joshua was alone on the hillside.
约书亚他孤单的一个人在山坡上。
If you remember when Moses sent 12 spies to enter the land of Canaan,
如果你记得当摩西差派十二个探子进迦南的时候，
10 of the spies when they came back and gave a report saying, "No, the enemies are way too big. We cannot conquer the land."
其中有十个探子，他们回来说。迦南地的人实在是高大，我们没有办法来征服迦南地。
And Joshua said to them, "No, this is the land God has given us. This is a good land. We need to go and take it."
但是约书亚说，不是的，这是神所赐给我们的应许之地，我们要去来得到它。
And nobody listened to him.
但是没有人来听他。
When Moses were encountering God in the, right next in the tabernacle.
我们在看到当。当摩西在会幕当附近来看到神的时候，
And Moses saw the glory of God in the tabernacle.
我们看到摩西他有见到神的荣耀在会幕当。
And each time when Moses finished the conversation he had with God, he will leave the tabernacle.
当摩西他和神的交谈完了以后，他要离开会幕。
And Joshua was always there, standing right next to the tabernacle. He longed for the glory of God.
我们看到约书亚他总是在会幕那里等候，因为他渴望神的荣耀。
Joshua was always lonely.
约书亚他总是孤单的。
When it comes to the game of democracy, he will lose.
我们知道如果是采用民主的办法的话，约书亚肯定会输掉的。
In terms of popularity, no, he won't be the one.
他并不是一个好像很受欢迎的一个领袖。
The word he said, nobody really listened at the time.
他在当时所说的很多的话，也很多人也许并不爱听。
And Moses at this time, after he served the Israelites for decades, he said, "As for me, even though it's a lonely road, I will serve the Lord."
但是当约书亚他侍奉以色列民几十年以后，他说。至于我，我要来侍奉耶和华神。
Because the God he serves is a holy God.
因为他知道，他所要侍奉的神是圣洁的神。
Students, when you go to colleges,
大学生，当你们去学校的时候
，people cheat on their exams.
你可能会发现有人在考试的时候作弊。
People will ask you.Even though you don't want to cheat, people will ask you for answers.
啊，也许你自己不想作弊，但是也许有人会问你，来向你询问答案。
Are you willing to lose your friendship with others, saying no, I won't cheat?
你会不会因为要说不来放弃和这些朋友的友情呢？
Because the God I serve is a holy God.
因为你所侍奉的神是圣洁的神。
Perhaps all of your friends. They all think having sex outside of marriage is okay.
也许你很多的朋友认为婚外的性关系是 没有问题的。
But we say no.
但是我们说不。
Even though we might be lonely.
也许我们会孤单。
Because we know the God we serve is a holy God.
因为我们知道我们所侍奉的神是圣洁的神。
Joshua is giving a challenge to all of us.
约书亚给我们所有的人一个挑战。
Don't be influenced by the culture of this world.
不要被这世上的文化所影响。
Because he hasn't been influenced all of his life.
因为他在他的一生当中他没有被影响。
And therefore he can say boldly before the people say, "As for me, I will serve the Lord."
因此他可以大胆地在众人面前说至于我，我要侍奉我们的神。
And he didn't finish there.
但是他并没有就此打住。
He said, "For I and my household, we will serve the Lord."
他说到，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And Joshua knows those people very well.
因为约书亚他知道以色列民非常的清楚。
He said, "I cannot determine your spiritual life."
他说我没有办法能够来决定你们属灵的生命。
I cannot really make you grow.
我没有办法能够来让你们成长。
And I cannot be responsible for your spiritual life.
我也没有办法为你们的属灵的生命负所有的责任。
But as for my family, it is my duty and my responsibility and my privilege.
但是如果是对于我的家，那是我的责任，是我需要尽的责任。
And I want to bring my family before the Lord.
我要带领我的家来到主的面前。
If the whole family cannot be united in agreement serving the Lord,
如果我们一家能够在神的面前，我们能够合一的来侍奉神。
There's no way we can serve him effectively.
如果没有办法合一的侍奉的话，我们就没有办法能够有效的侍奉神。
Even going to church could be a fight.
即使来教会这样的事情都会有很多的纷争。
52 weeks in a year, husband and wife fight for 52 times each time when who is going to church first, who is not going.
也许一年52个星期，太太和丈夫可能都会为了如何去教会，谁先去谁不去，会有很多的纷争。
Even have problem of attending church, not to talk about serving the Lord.
我们只是讲的是参加教会，完全都没有提到在教会中侍奉。
I happen to know a Chinese church in New Jersey.
我知道在新泽西的一个中国教会。
20 years ago, their church was trying to purchase a new land to build their new church building.
在20年前，他们想要买一块地来建一个新的教堂。
It cost a lot.
要花很多的钱。
So the deacons came together.
所有的执事他们在一起开会。
They said, "Now we're not going to ask congregation for offering."
他说，在这个时候，我们不会向要教会的会众来要奉献。
We are going to use our houses, to use as a collateral for purchasing the land and the building.
他们会要用他们自己的房子做一个抵押来买房买地。
If the families are not in agreement, there's no way they can do that.
如果这家庭每一个家庭没有能够合一的话，他们完全没有可能做这样的事情。
The same church later on they planned another church in West Coast.
同样的一个教会，他们在以后，他们在西岸，美国的西岸有支堂。
So they don't have enough co-workers.
他们没有足够的同工。
So a few brothers came together.
有几个弟兄，他们来到一起。
And they set their mind, we are going to quit our job.
他们定义，他们要辞去他们的工作。
We are going to move to West Coast to plant the church first, and God will provide a job for us.
他们会要移到西岸去，他们在这里支堂，他们知道神会为他们提供他们所需要的工作。
If their family are not in agreement, do you think the husband can make such a decision?
如果他们的家里没有合一的话，你是不是认为做丈夫的能够做这样的决定呢？
If 10 brothers made such a decision without the agreement from their wife,
如果有十个弟兄他们做了这样决定而没有得到他们太太的同意，
there will be 9 divorces probably.
那搞不好就会有九个离婚的事情。
Joshua say, "As for me and my household."
约书亚说，至于我和我家。
Household means the family.
这家名是他们的个人。
Without the family, we cannot serve the Lord effectively.
没有这个家的合一，我们没有办法能够有效的来侍奉神。
And family is a place, is an unit where we can pass on our faith.
家庭是一个地方，可以让我们把我们的信仰传递下去的地方。
When Israelites say to Joshua, say, "We too will serve the Lord."
当以色列人对约书亚说，是的。我们也要侍奉耶和华。
However, the Israelites did not say to Joshua, say, "We too and our household will serve the Lord."
但是我们看到以色列人他并没有说我们和我们的家要侍奉耶和华。
You know, sometimes it's easier to just commit ourselves, not to commit our families.
我想有些时候我们更加的容易，如果只是我们自己去侍奉，而不是整个一家去侍奉。
And you know what happened just a few years after that?
但是你知道如果几年以后会发生什么样的事情吗？
Just a few chapters after, in the book of Judges, chapter 2.
我们看到其实就是 几年以后在四世纪的第二章。
The Israelites, those people who say to Joshua, say, "We will serve the Lord."
那些对约书亚说他们要侍奉神的人。
A few years later,recorded in chapter 2 verse 10.
几年以后在四世纪中有这样的记载。
After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals.
在四世纪的第二章第十节，那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖。后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉诸巴利。
If we don't know how to bring our family to serve Him as a whole household, our next generation they will forget who God is.
如果我们没有办法一家来侍奉耶和华的话，那我们的下一代他们就会忘记谁是耶和华。
And God really values when we bring whole family before Him.
我想神他非常的看重我们是把一家都带到神的面前。
In Genesis chapter 4 verse 26.
在创世纪
第四章第二十六节。
第四章第二十六节。
You know when the author of Genesis, when he wrote how God view human being on this earth,
当创世纪的作者他在写神如何看待世人的时候，
he never write down the age of people.
他从来都没有写人的年岁。
Only began when Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord.
他这在说到说。只有当赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以挪士，那时候人才开始求告耶和华的名。
God start to count our years only after Seth has brought his son before the Lord.
神也只是在那个在赛特把他的儿子以挪士带到神面前以后，才开始来计算我们的年岁。
Only after that.The scriptures start to begin to say who lives how long, how old, and then they have son and generation after generation.
从那以后，圣经当中才记载说谁活了多少年，谁又活了多少年。
It means if we don't bring our children before the Lord,
也就告诉我们说，如果我们不把我们的下一代带到神的面前，
our years in Poughkeepsie, in Fishkill, in Wappinger, in New York, it doesn't count.
也就表示说我们的生命。不论是在纽约还是在 Poughkeepsie 都没有任何的意义。
You know, currently I'm going to attending school. I really care about how many school years I attend. The credit counts.
现在我正在上神学课，我现在很关心我大概上了多少年。
But do you know, God said, if you don't bring your children before the Lord, whatever you do.It doesn't matter how many years you work for IBM, how many years you work for your business. Before the Lord, Jesus opened the book and said, probably zero. You didn't do anything. You didn't go to college. You did nothing.
但是我们要知道，如果我们不把我们的孩子带到主的面前的时候， 不论我们有怎么样的学业，不论我们有什么样的生意，在主的眼中都是毫无意义，毫无价值。
There are four people mentioned as the perfect man in the scripture.
在圣经当中有四个人看的是完美人。
However, one person, I won't call him perfect because he claims himself is perfect.
其实其中有一位我并不认为他自己是完美的，他自己说他自己是完美。
That is King David. He said, Lord, I'm perfect before you, I'm blameless before you.
就是大卫王，他在诗篇他说，神，我在你的面前是无可指责。
But however, there are three other people before the Lord. The scripture author say they are upright and blameless.
但是其中有另外的三位在圣经当中记载他们是正直的。
They are Noah, Abraham, and Job.
他们是挪亚，是亚伯拉罕，是约伯。
They were called blameless and perfect men only after they bring their children before the Lord.
他们被称为是无可指责的，也是完全是因为他们把他们孩子带到神面前以后。
It is our obligation and our privilege to pass on our faith.
是我们的一个责任，也是我们这样的一个荣誉，可以把我们的孩子带到神的面前。
But you may say, how come? Well, I'm single. I'm not married. Then I don't have children to bring before the Lord.
也许你会说啊，我还是单身的，我也没有小孩子，我怎么可以把小孩子带到神的面前呢？
But Apostle Paul told us.
但是使徒保罗告诉我们，
You can have spiritual children.
你可以有属灵的孩子。
Remember them before the Lord.
在神的面前祷告，总纪念他们。
Then how can we bring our household before the Lord and serve Him?
但是我们怎么样才能把我们的家能够带到神的面前来侍奉神呢？
As I mentioned before, Joshua remind us, just keep on reminding God's grace, what He has done to our ancestor, to our parents, and to us.
就像我前面所提到的那样，正如也像约书亚所说的那样，我们要不停地来提醒我们自己，神为我们自己，为我们的父母，为我们的一家所做的一切。
And live out an example in your household.
在我们的家庭生活当中，我们活出一个美好的榜样。
Before your children, love your wife, love your husband.
在孩子面前，我们做一个美好的榜样，我们爱我们的妻子，也顺服我们的丈夫。
And children, obey your parents.
孩子也来顺从他们的父母。
And also the way we schedule our children.Also, is the way we bring them before the Lord.
我们怎么样来带领我们的孩子，教导我们的孩子，也是我们把他们带到神面前。
The way we schedule their activity shows our priority.
当我们来为我们孩子所有的事情呢进行时间方面的安排的时候，也告诉他们我们的次序是什么样的。
I'm ashamed of myself. I have done many things wrong.
其实我自己也感到非常的愧疚，有很多时候我也做了不对的。
I really want to set our family with a habit of reading God's word together.
我很一直都希望能跟我们家人一起有读经的习惯。
However, when he comes to my number three,
但是当我到了我的第三个孩子的时候，
and sometimes he did his homework late.
有些时候他做他的家庭作业做得很晚。
And I look at the clock, say, "Well, it's late."
我看着时间说啊，我说很晚了。
And I say to him, "Remember, read your Bible, all right?"
我就跟他说啊，你要记得你要去读你的圣经哦。
You're right. I'm already sending a value to him.
我已经把一个价值观灌输在他的身上。
When it's late,
当时间很晚的时候，
reading God's word is secondary.
读神的话语变成第二位。
If you have test tomorrow,
如果你明天有考试的话，
you don't need to read God's word.
你就不需要再读神的话了。
If it somehow take away your sleeping order, your sleeping time,
如果会要占据你的睡眠的时间的话，
you don't need to read God's word.
你就不需要再读神的话。
Or your father think it's on your own.
或者你的父亲认为说你自己决定就好了。
It's a priority.
这是一个次序的问题。
And when they go to college,
当他们进了大学以后，
they will have the exact same set of value system.
他们就会有同样的价值观念。
When they are dating,
当他们跟男女朋友见面的时候，
When they are having tests,
当他们要有考试的时候，
Reading God's word is always secondary because this is how they were brought up in the family.
读神的话语变成次要的，因为他们从小就是这么带大的。
If they have particular activity,
但是如果他们有一个很特别的一个活动，
they can skip church.
他 他们可以能够逃避教会。
They can skip praying.
啊，他们也可以不用来祷告。
Because this is how they were brought up in the family.
因为这是他们从小如何被培养。
If that's the case,
如果事实是这样的话
I'm afraid when I see my Lord one day,
当我有一天见我的主的时候
and he might say to me, George,
他可能会跟我说 George,
you live in Poughkeepsie perhaps 5 months.
你也许在 Poughkeepsie 住了五个月
all other years that doesn't count.
其他的所有的时日都不作数。
We need to bring our family before the Lord.
我们必须要把我们的家，整个的家带到主的面
前。Our children are watching us.
我们的孩子的眼睛看着我们。
If we work, and if we have something else, our church life, our spiritual life can be bumped out.
如果我们因为有别的原因，我们的教会的生活就会被影响的话。
And they will copy.
他们会做同样的事情。
And Joshua say, no.
约书亚说不行。
Maybe that's your choice.
也许那是你的选择。
But as for me,
但至于我
and my household,
和我家
we will serve the Lord.
我必定要侍奉耶和华。
Only when we commit our whole family before the Lord,
只有把我们整个一家都带到神的面前的时候
we then can enjoy the inheritance and grow our spiritual life in the inheritance.
我们才能够享受主给我们的应许，才能在主的应许当中成长。
And many times we Chinese like to say to the Lord or the church.
我们很多时候我们也会中国人，我们也在愿意在教会中侍奉神。
I can serve the Lord.
人说啊，我可以来侍奉神。
But please don't bother, don't touch my children.
啊，但是不要影响我的孩子。
Don't affect their sleeping pattern.
啊，不要影响他们睡眠的时间。
Don't touch their academic work.
啊，不要影响他们的学业。
And don't influence their social life.
啊，也不要影响他们的社会的生活关系。
We say we don't want to bring our children before the altar.
我们没有愿意把我们的孩子带到圣坛面前。
But in the scripture, there is one father, one pair of father and son. He said, "Let me demonstrate what is commitment."
但是在圣经当中，我们看到有一位父亲，他说：“让我来显示该如何去做。”
To demonstrate what is commitment to one another.
来，让我来告诉大家，我们什么样是来个委身。
He said, "I'm going to give you my son."
他说：“我要把我的儿子给你们。”
He won't have time to play Wii. He doesn't have time to play PlayStation.
他没有时间来打各样的电子游戏。
He doesn't have time to watch a lot of movie.
他也没有时间来看各样的电影。
He's going to spend 33 years just for you.
他在世上33年都是为了我们的缘故。
And he's going to die for you.
他也会为我们的缘故而死。
Do you still have reservation for your children?
那你对你的孩子是不是还有各样的保留呢？
God the Father gave his son for us.
我们看到我们的天父把他的儿子赐给了我们。
And yes, sometimes we say to ourselves, "Yes, I can commit, but not my household."
但是很多时候我们会说啊，是的，我自己可以委身，但是不是我们的家庭。
My children are my number one.
我的孩子是我的第一位。
Don't touch them.
不要来碰到他们。
And Joshua said,
约书亚说
"The decision is yours, then. That's okay."
决定在你的手上。
May we make the right decision before the Lord.
愿我们在神的面前都做出正确的决定。
Right, let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
And Lord, we come to you.
主啊，我们来到你的面前。
Because you gave us your Son.
你把你的独生爱子赐给了我们。
And Lord, may we be like Joshua.
主，我们真的是愿意像约书亚那样。
For as for me and my household,
对我和我的家，
we will serve you wholeheartedly.
我们要尽心地来侍奉你。
May we make a right decision today.
愿我们今天做一个正确的决定。
We thank you, Lord.
我谢谢主。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.